Well, ladies and gentlemen, he is the fine mayor of Danville, Illinois. He is Scott Eisenhower on the Connect FM hotline. Scott, how are you today, buddy? Good to talk to you again.
Fantastic. Good morning. Good to talk to you guys as well.
So you are one signature away from getting your casino. Is that what I'm understanding here?
Who knew how hard it would be, though, to get one signature on a piece of paper?
Governor Pat Quinn has it. He can sign it in. Then voila, the whole gambling thing. You've been working on this for how long in Danville?
Been working on it for 6 years. 6 years ago, we went out and did a feasibility study to see whether or not a gaming facility in Danville would even be successful. After we completed that survey and went through the data, realized that it, in fact, could be very successful for our community as well as for the state as well. So once we had that information, we began putting together a presentation as to why we thought Danville would be a good place to locate any expanded gaming facilities. And then the next step that we took was to go to the city council and try to gain their support. One of the things that I didn't want to do was spend my time trying to get a gaming facility into the community if the public didn't support it and my council didn't support it. So those were the first two steps that we took. And then once we had that, I started working the state legislature to see whether or not we could ever get it through both chambers. And certainly this past week, Memorial Day, was a landmark day for our efforts. Never before had we been able to get the legislation all the way through the House of Representatives. We had gotten it through the Senate on two different occasions, but then once it went to the House, the first time it was never called in committee. The second time it was approved in committee, but was never called on the floor. So a monumental step on Monday when the bill was actually called in the House and then voted on it in the House, passed from the House to the Senate. Although the Senate was much more difficult than what anyone anticipated it would be, feeling as though they had already passed it twice, it wouldn't be that difficult of a vote to do it a third time. And yet what they say about how hard it is to win something three times in a row is absolutely true, even in gaming.
So now that you've seen the sausage made, how do you like it?
Well, it's not a pretty process by any stretch of the imagination. There's no doubt about that. It is completely unlike anything I ever learned in a government class.
Well, I guess the only way you learn most things is getting your sleeves rolled up and getting your hands involved, right?
Well, there's no question about that. And in fact, we were laughing at one point during the long days on Monday and Tuesday that we want to rewrite that song for Schoolhouse Rock. I'm just a bill, just an ordinary bill. We need to rewrite that song. Now, unfortunately, the song itself will last about 22 minutes by the time we actually talk about the process to get a bill passed.
Well,
but it's a lot different.
I know that you're encouraging, what, people to contact the governor if they support this gaming bill, which I think would expand some gambling in Chicago, which the new mayor, Rahm Emanuel, is totally behind that, I think, too.
He is, and there's no question that his forwardness in support of the bill was a big factor as to why it was passed. It was interesting yesterday when Governor Quinn held a press conference. One of the things that he talked about consistently in regards to gaming is that he really wants to know what the people of Illinois think. He really wants to gauge the interest of the people within our state. And in fact, if you remember a few years ago, Governor Quinn actually said that any gaming should go to a referendum of the people across the state. He realizes now that's unrealistic, but he does want to hear from the people before he makes any decision in regards to gaming.
So
that's why we're urging people to do this.
Yeah, but you know, Scott, you know, we're all a little bit cynical right now about this governor because of this whole Health Alliance issue that's really flared up over here. And for, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield isn't accepted by Carl. We're going this whole, I mean, it's really been traumatic. And this guy hasn't been listening to us.
Mm-mm.
And so now we're saying, well, what the heck? He could give a hoot about Danville and Champaign. Mm-hmm. And I mean, really, it's just so frustrating because all of us, you know, this nonpartisan, bipartisan board has said, don't do it, start again. He's not going to sign anything like that. He's going to push this thing through. And so our arms are kind of thrown up in the air going, he doesn't care.
Well, I completely understand the frustration, and in fact, while I was over there for that 48 hours, the Health Alliance issue was talked about a lot, and so it was interesting to hear some of the perspective in that regard. And I certainly understand why you would be discouraged in trying to make that contact. But it can't hurt. It can't hurt at this point to at least let people know, or let the governor know, that people in this area want this gaming facility in our community.
I know Danville does, Scott. Do you think Champaign would?
I would hope so. And the reason I would hope so is, again, remember, we're talking about 600 to 700 construction jobs. That's going to mean laborers out of the Champaign halls are going to have the opportunity to work on this construction. The second thing is, we're looking at anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 jobs just in the facility, and then obviously some ancillary positions within the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
There will be people from all over Central Illinois who will have the opportunity to work in this facility.
I'm sorry it's come down to this. I said yesterday I'm not a big fan of expanding gambling from the standpoint of social. And the fact that we know guys making really less money are the guys who are going to spend the most money at stuff like this. But I'm sorry that we're at this point where Scott Eisenhower, a good and decent man, is a big proponent of this, because maybe 20, 30 years ago, when our spending wasn't so wacky and we weren't so out of balance, maybe you wouldn't have done it. But it's gotten to a point now to where you really believe this is the way Danville gets out of this thing.
You know, and I'll be honest with all of you. 8 years ago, when I ran for this position for the first time, gaming was not my top priority. In fact, it was never even on my list. We are so frustrated over here on this side of the state line because we are losing great economic development opportunities time and time again to Indiana. Indiana is putting incentive packages together that is whooping us every time.
Well, Mitch Daniels called us the Simpsons. Do you know that? Yeah. Mitch Daniels called Illinois the Simpsons.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, a lot of senators said over the course of this debate how stupid we look at times. And so the point I've made is this is an economic development opportunity that I'm guaranteed Indiana can't compete against me for, because Illinois will never issue a gaming license in the state of Indiana. So it is so frustrating time and time again to deal with the business incentive disadvantages that we have here in Illinois when competing against Indiana. This is a great opportunity for job creation and retention. That's an absolute must for this community. And so here we are today going after it, where, as you stated, 8 years ago, I never would have thought this would be the position we would be in.
Unbelievable. All right, so when will we know something? What's the timeline here, Scott?
Well, the governor has 60 days. I don't think he'll use all 60, but I think he'll probably use a good 30 days of that. So I would think sometime right around the 1st of July, we'll know whether or not the governor intends to sign the bill and whether or not he'll utilize any of his amendatory veto. He does have the ability to go through the bill and veto things out of the bill.
I see.
At which point then it goes back to the originating chamber.
I tell you what, you're just dizzying all the stuff. What you have a gut feeling on it at all?
My gut feeling, in all honesty, is that if he changes anything in the bill, then when it goes back to the originating chamber, if he takes certain elements out, he's going to lose support. The one thing he doesn't want to do is go back to the mayor of Chicago and say, I had the opportunity to sign a bill to put a casino in your community. I made changes. The originating chamber wouldn't approve it, and now you don't get a gaming facility.
You think Rahm Emanuel's a player in this then?
Oh, I think he's a huge player in this, and I don't think the governor's going to do anything that's going to upset the opportunity for Chicago to have a gaming facility.
Scott, pleasure. I'll be in touch. Thank you so much for joining us.
Look forward to it. Have a great day.
Scott Eisenhower, the mayor of Danville. The question is, do you want gambling in Danville?